Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I hear beats that rock me. I hear harmony, harmony that's soothing, harmony, come with me. Show with Celeste Morgan. Oh, I have so much fun in store for you tonight. I don't even know where to begin. Yeah, well, we're grooving at Julie Dexter, Rhythm Daughter, and I have an amazing sister in the fold who's joining us tonight. Empress Ade, Ade Niyi. My new hero and friend, sister friend, who I had the pleasure of meeting on Facebook. You know, I've been hearing a lot of people talk about Facebook lately, and let me just do a quick shout-out to Mark. Yeah, to Mark. We give him so many curses that I figure this is a good time to give Mark Zuckerberg a blessing. Because had it not been for Mark Zuckerberg, I would not have met Empress Ade of Afro Hippie Magic, a place where I'm getting so much life, and I wanted to bring that life onto the radio waves. And so she's coming here to join me for a really sacred conversation. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. How are you doing on this Sunday night? I don't know if you're doing football, if your team is winning or losing, but I have something to celebrate tonight, which is Mercury has gone direct. We're in the second day of Mercury saying, okay, you can let it go. I'll go direct. Thank you, Mercury. Welcome back home. Though Mercury never went anywhere, it just invites us to go back in our time and think about the lessons and the challenges that showed up for us. So wherever you found yourself feeling lost, confused, and discombobulated during the Mercury retrograde, I can promise you that it links up with something that's showing up in your life. Yes! And this is an amazing season of Halloween is coming up, and we are in the season of Scorpio, and it's a 7-year. And today, the energy of the day is 7, and Empress Ade of Afro-Hippie Magic is joining me. And we've got lots of goodies for you tonight, and no tricks. That's a joke. Maybe there's a few tricks. Come on, it got to be me. I want to thank each and every one of you for last week's show, Happily Ever After, the blessing of endings and your visits to the archives. I'm building on that theme today by making sure we have all of our power tools, toys, and gifts at our disposal. Life Coach Ade has a theme this month on his show, the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, which is magic in the moment. And I'm understanding from listening to him all month that magic in the moment truly starts with pure awareness and imagination. So the more you see, the more you're grateful for. And there's so much beauty that we lose when we don't take a pause and have a little chit-chat about magic and things. So let you know where you can find Julie Dexter, if I haven't told you that. It's juliedexter.com for more powerful music. I thought Rhythm Daughter was right on time because daughters who are connected to the rhythm are connected to the flow of life, are connected to the seasons, are connected to the weather and what's moving. It's very special people, especially rhythm daughters, who know how to tune in and zone out on things that don't matter. And I wanted to give that to all of you, my beautiful people, in the chat room and on the phone lines. And thank you to all the people in the archives. You make the time work for you, which is right on time. Good for you. Raise your rebel flag. Rebel yell. Billy Idol version, though. Yeah. There's so much history behind what I said. But ancestors, let me get through the show, please. I am a rebel, and I'm proud of it. With that said, if you want a reading, though, people in the archives, though you make the time work for you, you got to call me now, live. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. That's how we know to come to you. And I'm going to make room for readings toward the second half of the show. So tonight we're going to explore secrets, pretty scary stuff, the secret of living in a 7-year. I have a special guest joining me who is shining brightly with Afro-Hippie Magic. You'll get to meet a new sister who I am following on my spiritual journey Empress a day. And this show is also a celebration of how she is expressing herself and my thankfulness to her for being the freedom which gives us all life as we continue on our path toward authentic expression in all circumstances. When we free ourselves, we free others. So I definitely wanted to have a conversation with Empress today. And she's also living in a seven lesson number year. So am I. And seven is her life path number. And she agreed to share about her personal history as well. But before we get into all of that, I just want to give you a quick rundown of what's going on Life Conversations Radio Network. We've got big things on the horizon, and we want to make sure that you don't miss out. So tomorrow, Muji joins Life Coach Today for a conversation about self-discovery. You know Muji. He's definitely on our walls. We've been plastering it everywhere. It's going to be a powerful, sacred conversation because Life Coach Today actually taught me about Muji. So can you imagine what it's like to sit there and watch somebody have a conversation and you get to call in too and ask Muji any question that you have on your heart? Powerful, really excited about that. Then don't miss Soul Food for Your Consciousness on his other home at 12radio.com at 10 a.m. Eastern. Life Coach Today is the spiritual chef serving up powerful metaphysical entrees to get you through your day and over your circumstances. You can also join him on 12listen, where he is an advisor doing readings and getting you intuitive insights about what's moving in your life. But for now, I'm so grateful to him because he's serving in a capacity as my friend who's screening the calls on my radio show tonight on a celestial show. So make sure you say hi until our prayer gets answered that an intern is coming soon. Thanks, Life Coach Today. I appreciate you. And this week, we also have Blueprints coming. Thank you. Just sneak on in there. And this week, we also have Ancestral Blueprints coming up with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern. This show airs on the last Wednesday of the month. And if you're doing what I'm doing, which is it really the last Wednesday of the month? Yes, honey. We're in the final quarter of 2014, so we're going to soak out the beauty and the magic of it starting right now, pre-Halloween celebration show. Okay, so to find out more information about all the other shows on Life Conversations Media that I didn't tell you about, Life Conversations Radio at lifeconversationsmedia.com is where you want to go. Also, be on the lookout for postings on all of our like pages and on our personal walls on Facebook, and you just might get an invitation. And don't forget to like the Celestial Show Celeste Morgan like page. You can find a lot about what's going on Life Conversations Radio Network and metaphysical, astrological, and tarot events as well that's showing up. And you can look for me at journeys-home.com. That's my blog where I share my psychic experiences and my celebration of love, life, and all there is. Whew. Yeah. How you doing? Are you bracing for that conversation? I see that there are people already lined up for readings. Hey, Steve, are you kidding me? I got a call from Steve from California, my buddy, who has just expressed to me that he had a dream about the Justice card and needs my take on it. All right, buddy. Steve, we're going to go to you, but I want you to hold on because we've got a really powerful Empress who's about to join us. And before she gets here, I want to give her a little bit of breathing room, which is I want to tell you a little bit about the number seven because it's so important for her and it's important for me. And we're both learning, walking through that life path. Well, no, we're both walking through the same lesson year number, but my life path number is eight, and hers is seven. So I just want to give us both a little room to talk about what that means before she comes in the house, and then I'm going to introduce her, and we're going to have a grand old time, okay? So let's focus on the number seven, which is the energy of the day, and it's the lesson number of the year. Just a quick highlight so that we can bring our Empress today in. I see she's in the studio. So we are in a seven year. And seven is the energy of the day. And if it happens to be your birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. Seven is ruled by Neptune, and Neptune is going to come up a couple of times in terms of this reading / show. And seven is the number of mystical power and introverted qualities. So the seventh chakra is your crown chakra. It represents our ability to be fully connected to Great Spirit. Seven also is a sacred number of Umoja, the goddess of the oceans, and she is the life-sustaining portion of the ocean, the mother of the waters. Seven is the chariot in tarot. It represents victory. I've got today. You might need to come and help me untie my tongue. The chariot is astrologically associated with the sign of Cancer, representing another dose of mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. Now, it's important to note that the Cancer sign itself is ruled by the moon. However, the moon card in tarot is astrologically connected to the sign of Pisces, and Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Do you feel all that powerful feminine water energy that is the gift of number seven? Yes. This is a reminder to embrace the deeper mysteries of life, because you're invited to get in touch with your God, goddess superpowers, which is why I have the beautiful Empress Ade, a.k.a. Ade Nigi, joining me, who is an oracle, poetic priestess, goddess of tarot and universal alchemy, a spiritual entrepreneur and holistic leader. She is a psychic intuitive tarot counselor, empowerment coach, metaphysical educator, astrologer, numerologist, ancestral medium, Reiki and energy medicine healer, a mystic gypsy womb mon, element seductress, prayer prodigy, and witchy poo-poo, a sister friend, and a celestial show supporter. Rock on. Love this girl. She is Afro Hippie Magic, the brand, the lifestyle, and the attitude, a home base and phrase for those who wish to celebrate Afro-inspired magical culture and cultivate that as a spiritual practice that does not discriminate but celebrates various African spiritual conditions. She is the creatrix of a new term for witches who don't exactly come from Salem, and coining a name for the practice of this new age lifestyle for the Afro-inspired magical practitioners and the like. Are you ready for Empress Ade? I am. I loved reading this. Yay! Okay, y'all. All right. Gosh, you brought your fans. Ade, I will from now on call Empress Ade. How are you tonight? Welcome to the Celestial Show.
Thank you. Greetings.
Clapping,
hello. Girl. Yes. Thank you for all of that. That was great.
Girl, you are too much, and you have been so needed. Can you please tell us, how were you born? How did you get here? No, I'm just kidding. Can you tell us who you are, though? I mean, I read a little bit about you, and that is, the sexiest description I've ever read. I'll be still with some of that. But, you know, I've shared a little bit about who you are. Can you please let us know who you are from your eyes and your experience as Empress Ade? And make sure you say your whole name and what it means, because there's a gift in that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I am Empress Ade. Hello. My name is Ade Nigi. I was given that name about 3 years ago through a Yoruban Ifa spiritual initiation. And in that, I was given that name as a representation for the walk that I'm on at this particular point in my life for my spiritual path and practice. And the name Ade, which many may be familiar with, especially since we have Life Coach Ade, it means crown. Simply, it means crown, which can translate loosely to royalty. No ego, just saying. And Nigi is to give a energy to say it's coming from prestige, dignity, or virtue. So when you put it together, it's saying that the head, the crown, the royalty of this particular individual brings a flavor of virtue, a flavor of prestige, a flavor of dignity when this essence, this ashe, this power, this shekem comes through the door. So it is a bit, I'll say I'm very proud, but also intimidated by it, but I love it. It's something to honor and uphold, and I hope I do well by carrying that name that was graciously given to me by my Ianisa at the time, who was also my dear cousin. Now, before then, I had been in a I've come to this way. I guess I'll start with coming to this way. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, believe it or not, and in that was never felt like that was my home. It never felt like it'd be something I could believe in. And I had a lot of questions that never got answered, as a lot of us who've gone through different spiritual upbringings and found the magical lifestyle have gone through. And I denounced that and ran a little amok for a while. And then in my very early 20s, found a spiritual haven, if you will, at the if you're in Cleveland or on Facebook, you can look up the New Osset Temple, NUSET. And in that place, I found myself home with other like-minded individuals who were also searching for a spiritual practice that was come from faces that look like mine, that came from a place that felt like my ancestors and my family from way back when, you know, empowered them and gave them strength. And in that place, I found myself. I found home. And as I found that, I found myself. And in finding myself, I found out that I was indeed a wise woman, a crafty woman, a witch. I found out that I was also a reflection of the goddess. I found out that I was intuitive and a diviner. I found out that I was someone who was an encourager and an empowerer and someone who could gather people and begin to teach them as well as learn from them and realize, help them to realize their own strength and power. So in that walk, now I'm trying to do my part by helping others who are trying to find their way as they come to a place of awakening, as we like to call it in this magical spiritual world, and hopefully guide them as I've been guided, and also continue myself to be guided as I continue to study these wonderful, rich practices from a African-inspired position, where I think sometimes that's gotten lost in the sauce with that which is in the mainstream, which is a little bit more Druid, Celtic, pagan. You know, it doesn't look like what I look like, and I can't resonate as fully as I would desire to. But for all of the sisters out there, for all of the brothers out there who are walking an esoteric path, we are one in nature, and we celebrate it all. So that's my story. That's where I come from. That's who I try to be today.
Show's over. She just did the whole show. We're done. We're done. I'm not kidding. First of all, we have to unpack the gift that you just left us. It's rich. When you know who you are, you really don't play about how you show up. And that's why I loved your own description. I mean, I'm like, yeah, she grounded. And she believes everything she says. There's no hesitation, no, I'm a witch. I have Afro-hippie magic. I connect with, you know, my African spiritual traditions, and I'm not afraid of it. I want to talk to you about that, seriously. Okay. But let's go back to the first goddess who showed up for us, which is Osset. Now, there's a meme on Facebook right now. And I try not to jump on Facebook too much. I really do. And when I say I try not to jump on Facebook, I mean, like, when I see something, I don't need to be the universal police correcting your, well, you know, okay. And I'm just going to stop. Well, you know, it's really this.
I know
that.
What you mean.
Like, I try not to do that, right? So there was a campaign that went on, that was going on, that says ISIS is a goddess, not a terrorist group. At which point, I really wanted to go, well, her name is really Aset.
Yes. Absolutely.
So if you know what her real name is, which is why I think your name is so powerful, when you know what your name is, the name that other people are familiar with calling ISIS loses the power, which I would hope anyway. I would hope that more people would refer to that magician, mother, goddess energy of Aset as Aset, which is what it was originally supposed to be. Now, what's behind Aset, I don't know. But I always have this conflict with when I see her name is ISIS. I'll always say the other name is Aset. So you connected with the group after leaving what would be considered a very fundamentalist religion. And and there are other Jehovah Witnesses that I have met on my path, you know, on my path of meeting these the Baba Yaga influence energy as well, that woman energy. There's at least three of you that I can list off the top of my head that were four of you who were Jehovah Witnesses. So really where I want to unpack from is, you know, give you kudos for, she knows about Aset. And if you don't know the difference, it's Aset, not ISIS. ISIS is a name that was given. It's A-U-S-E-T. Look it up. Okay, ISIS is her government name. The government gave it to her.
But you know what? ISIS is actually cool, too. Only because I really like the connotation of the is. So is.
Listen to you.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Rock with that a little bit.
I can't rock with that because, you know, what is it? I am that I am.
ISIS is.
See, that's why I needed you, sister.
We take it back and we flip it. That's what Afro Hippie Magic is all about.
We take it back and we flip it.
That's what Afro Hippie Magic is about. We bring it back home. You know, even if it's been taken and somewhat bastardized and made to look a certain way, when we bring it back to ourselves, when we bring it back home, it only will resonate because it was ours in the beginning. And we just need to make it work again for us the way it's going to need to for our lives in that moment. So take back the word ISIS, everybody. Take back her name. Take back her name and claim it as your own in the way that you can work it.
Is works for me.
Embrace.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what we need, the ability to flip, true magician power. Now, you personally are walking. You have a 7-life path. I did your birth cards.
Awesome.
And your birth cards are the tower, 16th tower, and the 7 chariot, which means everybody collectively is under a 2014 equals 7 year collectively. But you're walking it as one of your birth cards and as a lesson number. How's that experience going for you? How is 7 showing up? Tell us the story.
Man, boy, let me tell you. 7. I love being a 7. I really do. It's really a great honored position. I feel divine. It's a divine number. I feel like I walk with the divine, and I was meant to and been being called to since birth, so that's definitely there. I feel like I've, as a 7, as walking as a chariot, I've been taught and put into a position to always try and learn the control, to learn to take control without being controlling. You know, I've also had to always deal with the tower card and the way that life changes in a drastic experience. It's so immediate, the change that comes around for me, and a lot of things that I don't build up properly will fall apart easily in order for me to do it right the first time. So I definitely see the resonation of those. And this year, especially, I've been taught those very same truths, and where I had to break down a lot of things that were not on the spiritual path. You know, we're in the 7 year, we're in this very introspective year, in a place also where we get a chance to be super innovative, you know, and work with the things that are our intuition and our inner knowing. And I've been doing that more so in building up Afro Hippie Magic and in building up and really owning the power of being this goddess, you know, follower, worshiper, Afro spiritual person. And in doing that, it's broken down a lot of those paradigms and structures that were more worldly, that I could not really walk as anymore, because I've been called to do something, and I've been asking to manifest this type of lifestyle. So I'm in tune as a seven. I just, as you were wonderfully just saying, I just came into my lesson year as a 10-6. I just had a birthday a few weeks ago. And so now I'm a number seven, and I'm really, really vibrating that essence of get into your inner strength, work that, use your own soul self in order to bear on the hardships, in order to be quick-witted with it, and to really embody the good fortune of being so divinely attuned. But a lot of that meant, you know, getting uncomfortable. I'll say it nicely, getting uncomfortable, losing everything, getting uncomfortable. But in losing everything, I didn't lose myself. That was the lesson of the Chariot and the Tower card for me so far. I never lost myself. I gained much more of myself by losing the things that really weren't serving me anymore. And now I get to gain the things that do and will serve me and will be a resource for the rest of my life. So I'm grateful to the number seven. I'm grateful to be a number seven, and I'm welcoming this 34-7 year lesson number to see what it's all about. And I can't wait. It's unfolding magically already, 20 days in.
Wow. Good for you. I've been walking it since May 4th. And yes. You know what? I had to remember. I had to be reminded. You know, you're in a 7 year, and that can happen. There's been a warning from some of my teachers, Life Coach Today being one of them, who's been reminding us not to forget our spiritual steps, even mm-hmm. when we're happy. So even mm-hmm. when we're happy, because sometimes when we're feeling that high mm-hmm. vibration, we let go of the tools that got us there, or it's either you're so low you can't pull on the information you have, or you're so high that you're giddy that you're not paying attention. But somewhere in between the pain and the joy comes the memory of, oh, yeah, you're working in a 16-7 year. 16 is tower. That's the lightning mm-hmm. strike. And not only mm-hmm. is the tower the lightning strike, which, by the way, if you are listening to me right now, we're all living in. This year has the energy of the yeah. tower. Anything that equals seven has energy to the chariot, which is victory. But here's something else about the tower. It's 16. 1 + 6 = 7. And the medicine cards, 16 tower for tarot is 16 mm-hmm. raven for magic. So if you're really using the magic of your authentic expression and how you're showing up in life, then expect to have your walls crumble around doubts, thoughts about yourself that you need to let go of. The tower is a crumbling of belief systems, and some of those belief systems need to be pruned. You need to fall off your tower about that lie about you're not beautiful. You need to fall off the tower that you think you're too fat. Mm-hmm. You need to fall off the tower when you think that, you know, what your African spiritual traditions, the pieces that you have been able to claim, which needs to be celebrated, because for so many of our ancestors, it was wiped out. So if you're a part of a group of people who've gone through this journey over the Atlantic Ocean, and you can speak about Umoja, you can speak about Shango or Oya mm-hmm. or all of the other Mami Wata, if you can speak mm-hmm. about all that, That means your ancestors are living within you, and you are the living ascendant. I had a dear friend of the show, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin, who says that we're not descending, we're ascending. We're ascending to our ancestors. You know, and if you can remember their stories, even one person, even one entity, then you are a powerful being. And when the tower comes and things start to crawl and you're falling to pieces, trust me, there's beauty and magic and synchronicity when you fall. So the tower is not really to be feared. None of the cards in tarot are to be feared.
No.
They are to be embraced. But if you're in a 7 year, you're not going to avoid lightning. And the tower card is also ruled by Mars. Tower card is ruled by Mars. The Emperor card, which is authority, since we're talking about crowns and royalty, and the Emperor card, which is four, is ruled by Aries, and Aries is ruled by Mars. They make it happen. You need that Mars energy. And we're in the season of Scorpio, which is another way of saying, oh, yeah. Now, how are you using the seasons and the elements to make yourself stronger? Oh, my gosh.
I just love everything you just said, by the way. I just need to say I just love everything you just said. That was so awesome. Thank you for that wisdom. Absolutely. Now, what is the question again? How am I using the spiritual energies available? Is that what the question is? Okay. You're talking about the moon energy with the Scorpio season?
Yeah, all of it
is
coming up for you. The seasons, the elements, and then Empress Aday, if you don't mind, we do have a caller named Steve. And would you like to hear his question for me? I don't know if you have your cards handy, but I do.
Sure.
And if you feel so comfortable, we're going to double time Steve.
Oh, Steve, we will get you together in your life. Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay, talk to me about the seasons and the elements, how you use it. And then, and I'll see if my producer wants me to take a break. I'm just gone.
Yes, absolutely. The energy on this call is bananas. I'm excited and enjoying this. Now, the energies, how do I use them? My goodness, how don't I? I go hard. I got to be I really enjoy getting involved with nature, you know, and getting involved with the energy that is available to us as it's so released from the cosmic womb. Let's talk about Scorpio. So we just had a Scorpio new moon just this past Thursday. It was intense. The solar eclipse was great. I mean, it really gave a nice glimpse into the self, into understanding a reflection of your power. That's how I'm using it as of right now. For me, it's been an owning of the power, owning of how to regenerate oneself, how to let's stop back for a moment and talk about what we want to reproduce in this particular season that's upon us, especially since we're getting ready to go into, well, we're in the last quarter and we're getting ready to go into the new year on a Gregorian calendar. Now is an opportunity to make the decisions. That's what I'm looking at this energy as, is what decisions about what do I want to regenerate? What do I want to revitalize? What do I want to bring in with me after this last quarter? What do I want to begin to start to plan for? What are my intentions? How am I going to use my power? What am I going to be in 2015 when it turns from a 7 into an 8, when I can, you know, move in towards my success and my enterprise and towards my the things I want to be recognized for? What am I bringing with me? So that's what the Scorpio energy of the new moon and the solar eclipse really made me look, a nice deep look, deeply emotional, you know, kind of look. It's very watery, feminine energy. As you said, I attribute it to Oya. Also have a Kali Ma aspect with Scorpio, looking at that, because it has a nice way of kind of moving away from the things that are the surface, you know, destroying the surface stuff and getting into the very core of something, penetrating to that core and really letting that essence begin to bubble up and begin to birth itself like the phoenix, really. So that's been where I've been laying my hands at and laying my eyes at in order to produce my life the way I want to as well. You know, we've been in this wonderful Mercury retrograde. Thank you, Mercury.
Oh, my God. For going direct. Thank you, Mercury.
Thank you, Mercury, for going direct. And please forgive me for anything I said during Mercury retrograde. If it wasn't what you wanted to hear, I'm so sorry.
I'm joining that prayer with you.
But you know what? I had such a wise and such a rich, this is the first time I'm saying this, but I've been like holding on to this wonderful tidbit of juicy gem of wisdom that Spirit gave to me, because it's been such an ancestral experience for me right now with this Mercury retrograde, with Scorpio going on, and this birthday happening and moving into seven. It's been like, let me get with my people. Where did I come from? And we're and not just so much on a ancestor where I come from them because I love them, but also where have I come from in my own lifetime, and not just the lifetime of many lifetimes ago when I was a priestess back when or a tantric or whomever, but also this lifetime and what I've built up in foundation and formative years. What am I bringing forward? So the juicy tidbit of wisdom that they gave me was, we're Mercury retrograde, and this whole moment, the spiritual energy that's available is an opportunity for Sankofa, you know? Sankofa means, right? Did you get that? Wasn't that great? Sankofa means to take from the past and bring it forward. So the thing about the Sankofa is it's a potential Sankofa. It's not necessarily saying that you have to bring it forward. You get to make the choice. You get to make the choice looking back and being reflective at what you know is you're made up of. And this is what my meditation has been. What am I made up of? And what of that do I want to carry forward with me as I walk fully? You know, we're in this 7 year walking fully, understanding myself, really understanding the inventiveness, the keenness, the independence of a seven. You know, what am I taking forward from this petitional stance now as I move into my future, and what am I going to build with as a result of really harnessing all of this this magic, this magic that we're holding, right? So in doing that, the way I've actually, you know, practical application has been journaling, lots of journaling, a lot of self-love tarot. I've been using tarot as a self-love conduit and really looking at my own, you know, stuff, you know, and breaking down and really trying to get to the core of something for what I need to know in order to release it, let go of it, and what do I need to do to empower myself. I've been very graceful because I know that that's what I want to be. You know, it's what I want to give to the world as my purpose is to bring grace. You know, so I've been doing more of giving that. That's in my practical application. It's just been an intention. Sometimes you don't have to go through and get your candles and your mojo bags and getting all of your wonderful tools. Those are great. Sometimes it's as simple as an intention, and that intention will change your entire life. You know,
wow.
And that has been the biggest thing that I've been utilizing in this space right now.
That is so powerful and laden with practical tools that people can use. Amazing, particularly journaling, particularly connecting with your ancestors as Samhain. We're coming up on that on Friday.
Yes.
And I know there are a lot of people going to be trick-or-treating. But for me, I usually party before, and it becomes like, you know, a New Year's Eve service for me. It becomes that, you know, you remember New Year's Eve service before, you know, New Year, where you're in church all night long. For me,
right,
it's like
exactly.
That, but a lot more fun. That's how I spend Halloween. That's how
awesome.
I feel when the veil is the thinnest. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Steve real quick, because time, I cannot believe how fast time is going. It is insane. And Steve received, dreamed about the Justice card in tarot. So what I want to ask Steve is this Justice card 8? Okay, or 11. Well, and my Mother Peace Tarot was 8, even though I know traditionally it's 11, starting as 8. But I know for other cards, it's 11. So with that said, let's take some brief break and have Steve look at, you know, think about his card, what number it is, and see if we can give him a quick message. So we'll be right back right after these brief messages, and then we'll go to Steve.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show. And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. In the house, I have Empress Ade. And we are going to get down and dirty with Steve, breaking down the Justice card, which I love. Yes, and, and I hear her shuffling. Now we all know.
Yes.
Hey, Steve from California. Welcome, my friend. Say hello to Empress Ade.
Hello, Empress Ade. Hello, Celeste Morgan.
Blessing to you,
hey,
Steve.
So Steve had a dream about the Justice card. Hey, Steve, was it 8 or 11, your card?
Well, as I recall, I just saw the word justice, but when I was on hold, I was checking in with my intuition, and my intuition says it was an 8. And I think of the Justice card as an 8 anyway. So 8
Okay, that helps. Though, Empress Ade, this mm-hmm. is something that I say to my listeners all the time, that 8 or 11 can be strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. Now, we don't have time to go into all of that. But what I can tell you is, was your 8 card a traditional Rider-Waite card, or what, do you have a deck that you dream about?
Not particularly. I'm more familiar with Rider-Waite, but I couldn't really tell what particular type of deck. It just seemed kind of generic.
Okay. Then let me gift you real quick Mother Peace Perspective of Justice. It's one of my birth cards, so this is one of the things that I know amazingly about the Justice card from the perspective of Mother Peace. Now, in Mother Peace, what you have is a natural setting, whereas the Justice card is usually a woman and scales and balancing. But in Mother Peace tarot cards, it shows up as an ash tree and three Norse goddesses responding to the needs of the tree. A deer is present to speak for all humanity, and there's a goddess holding onto the tree, and she has her hand to the deer. And then there's a goddess that has is on the ground, sitting in like squatting on the ground with a crystal in her hand. She's getting tuned into the roots. And then you have a third goddess who is making sure that water from a stream is actually reaching the tree. So she's using herself as a channel. So when I think of the Justice card, I think of what people usually think about, which is, you know, you reap what you sow. But I also have a goddess message of it's our responsibility to respond to all of life. Now, 7 is the Chariot. It comes before the 8 card. That's victory. Astrologically, mm-hmm. technically, strength should come after the Chariot because it's the sign of Leo. But because right. Justice is 8, it's showing up as Libra. So for some of us in the tarot community, it is more important to respond to life and to make sure that needs are being met, cause and effect, karma. And so the question for you is, Steve, how are you responding to life? Are you being fed? Are you having an even exchange of give and take? Mm-hmm. Or is karma, you know, being treated as something that's going to punish people, which I don't like. You know, I think karma is simply about your crimes and your passions coming together. Whatever you're creating in your universe, you're going to get back. So that's what I think about. And we have extended the show, so, you know, you don't have to run off at 8 o'clock. We've got, like, at least 30 more minutes. And I hope that's okay with you, Empress Ade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, don't you worry about it. I'm here.
Okay, beautiful. So I'm going to stop and ask Empress Ade, what does she think, you know, how does justice come up for her? And let's see if we have a balance with this, Steve.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I am totally with the 8 vibration. And I was feeling it when you had us on hold, like it was going towards that 8 because that karma kept popping up. I'm intuitively feeling it's karma, cosmic balance, scales, you know, getting all of that balancing energy from what you've been putting out, Steve. Your dreams are trying to tell you, you're getting ready to get up what you've been serving up. You're getting ready to come back into your lap, and you get to make decisions on what you're going to do with that. Oops, excuse me, I'll be rhyming sometimes. You know what happens is, right? That's the spirit coming in. That's when you know you're on the roll, right? But what it's going to do, right? What I'm hearing with this Justice card is an opportunity for you to get inspired from some adversity. There's some of that, but there's also an opportunity through it. And in that opportunity, that's why that 8 is there. That opportunity is awesome. That karma is going to get ready to flow you. Some of that karma you put out was really awesome. You put out some good, valuable stuff, and you're getting ready to collect on that, and it's going to inspire you to go further. Some of it is going to be some of the stuff you're not so proud of, but that is also going to inspire you to go further. You're going to be able to take things and make a decision, but you got to make a decision. And in that decision, you also have to, again, I heard what you said, and that word came up to me too, Celeste. It was talking about no more punishing, no more trying to keep people under any kind of bondage or keeping them under some kind of discipline that you think that they need to be under. You can't be the disciplinarian anymore. You've got to be the innovator and the example. And as you're the example, not only will you get the happily ever after, so will everybody else. There you go.
Beautiful. Steve, how are you feeling about that?
I'm just trying to figure out how what that last information relates to my life as far as, you know, trying to punish people.
And don't take
you
it so literal.
That might not be
yeah.
for you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that might not be for you. But when we think about karma in our day and time right now, we think of karma with a whip and a belt. You know, you know, I see stuff right now where, oh, karma is being able to see when somebody messes up. And that's not really what it's about. Karma is a loving vibration like everything else, and we've made her, and I put this show on our, we've made karma a bitch. And we
there
say karma is a bitch. And I'm like, karma's only a bitch if you are. Excuse the language.
There it is.
You know, but there it is. So don't take that part literally. Take the part of the lessons from the justice, the connections, and how that's playing. I would recommend you listen to this again, too, because there was so much packed in. But justice card as a reading is a powerful gift, Steve.
So it is positive.
And I...
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, positive.
But I think of it as balance.
Honey, you're about to get served. And you're serving. Yeah, that's that Libra energy. When justice shows up, it's always Libra, and it's always an invitation to connect with humanity, partnership, and connections. Now, if you told me you tripped it reverse, we'd be having a different conversation.
But it's interesting because I must say you didn't ask me if it was reverse. It was. It wasn't in reverse, though, just so you know.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's because I'm good, Steve. Because I'm good, baby. If I had sensed it was a reverse, I would have given you that. I didn't sense reverse.
Right.
But
and I also think he's also that punisher could be a little bit of a feeling like a prisoner. A little bit of a prison. So if you want to look at it from that angle, too, where you are almost an internal, inner critical punisher for yourself.
Right.
And that now getting to be a form of a catalyst for you to break out of.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you both.
I love it, Steve. I'm going to have to post somewhere on the Celestial Show fan like page what the justice card looks for me. I will do that after the show. If you if you're not my friend on Facebook or if you haven't liked my page, why haven't you? And go over there after the show, and I promise you I'll post a picture of justice that you will really dig and the actual meaning from Mother Peace Tarot as well. Okay, sweetie? Wow. All right, we've got Donna from Canada, who is such a beautiful being, getting ready to join us, who would like a reading. And Empress, I'm going to let you pull the cards on her, okay?
Oh, sure. Hey, Donna.
Wonderful. Hey, Miss Donna.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Say hi to Empress today. I'm
giving Hello.
Her
I love the way you.
Pulling the card. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie. Donna, what were you going to say?
I said I loved all the insight and the is and very insightful. And I always love the definition of Ade. And I was trying to, I love that definition. It's so royal.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Thank you, sis. That's beautiful. It's greetings and a blessing to meet you. Awesome. Okay. So let me just tune in, Miss Donna. Let Spirit speak for what she needs. All right. Woohoo. Okay, we got three cards here, darling, and we have the Ace of Pentacles, the Queen of Pentacles, and then the Five of Cups, okay? And that's talking to me
about value of self especially, and somewhat of a bit of a disappointment in what you've been bringing to the table for yourself, for what you're operating as on in your physical, and you're, I'm going to talk about it. So forgive me. I hope you just forgive me enough, but I want to get you this wisdom so that it can help your life. But it's talking to me about feeling uncomfortable with the way you look, with the way you feel about yourself, the way you value who you are, the way you show up in the world, and what your beautiful, beautiful self has. You have such a beautiful self inside you. I can feel your energy is so beautifully glorious. And you are very disappointed in what you're putting out. You're very disappointed in how you're showing up. You're not allowing the fullness of what you are to truly be. It's an opportunity now for you to have, okay, let me say this, because there's something else that's coming up. It's talking about you trying to get away with being beautiful, get away with being seen as something that is appreciative, you know, something that you can actually enjoy, something that you're trying to do it in a way that you have to usurp it. You don't have to usurp your beauty. Your beauty is your beauty. You are who you are. You are exactly that. And in being that, you should show up as that, owning it, celebrating, embracing it, and not afraid. And when you do that, let's talk about the other side. When you do that, when you own all of this power that you really are, you have such a richness about you. And it's going to flow into your life continuously. I mean, you will have the richness of being a seed that germinates and populates value in other people. Just because you're so beautiful, just because you yourself celebrate that which you are in the fullness that you can, it begins to be something of a nurturing. You become Mother Earth herself. And I don't want you to be any more disappointed, any more downing, any more against who you are. You have to look at the other side of things and see what you still have. Maybe you don't have whatever it is you think you're supposed to have. So what? What do you have? Embrace that and embrace it. You know, it was that poem by Ntozake Shange. I found God in myself and I loved her fiercely. Love yourself fiercely, not my love. Love yourself fiercely. And as you do, the whole entire universe is going to support you and be a resource for you to show that. And your life will be so enriched. Okay.
Wow, let me make sure I got this right. So Donna got the Ace of Discs, the Queen of Discs, and the Five of Cups?
Yeah.
That's so powerful. It's so powerful because the Ace of Discs, for me, shows up. Ace anywhere, Donna, shows up as beginning of something. Mm-hmm. And when it's upright, so these are some affirmative things that I want you, and then it all falls in the energy of which Empress today was talking about. So this is an affirmation and a gift to us, which is you create something and you receive a gift, that you have a sense of well-being, safety, security, and comfort. And wherever there's a place where you don't feel it, you tell yourself that. You are aware of what your body needs. I started off the show with Rhythm Daughter. This is a dancer who takes care of herself and can also nurture and give pleasures to others if she wants to. The neglect comes in is when we're giving out and we really don't have the energy to give out, which leads you to that Five of Cups, the disappointment that you sense, because once you're giving out way too much and your well is already empty, you go through the process of grieving and needing to let go. And disappointment and loss comes in as challenges and lessons to learn from. But the key is that not to become so overwhelmed and bogged down that you get stuck in this phase. Nobody is on a ride of like, yay, 100% of the time. So when you start to feel yourself losing that energy or giving from a little drop from a well that doesn't have a full water capacity, that's when you need to receive the gift of your body wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, Miss Donna?
totally sense.
Yeah.
Like, everything the both of you just said was spark on. And there is a huge sense of, I'm really happy that you called me on that. There is a huge sense of disappointment, but just simply on, you know, my illusion of the way my small little mind wants to see it. But
yeah.
I'm happy to hear with everything else. Yeah. If my day's listening, I'm in real trouble because... Simply because, I hold
that?
Myself back. Because I hold myself back. I hold myself back, and I feel that this is another disappointment in the sense of I'm so disappointed that I didn't have the courage and I held myself back for so long. Now I need to use that courage and propel forward, and I'm just really scared.
Can I give you a bit of an exercise to work through that, my love?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, and I want it to be simple. I don't want it to be hard because sometimes we look at all this wonderful metaphysical esoteric stuff and we'd be like, ooh, that's a lot of work. I don't want to do all that. So I want to give you something very simple, okay? And in the simplicity, maybe it'll help you to awaken to other ways for your own self that you can practice this. I just want you to take a visualization because you're telling me you're holding yourself back. Just take a moment to imagine in your mind, what does it look like when you don't hold yourself back? What is it? What happens? Does the world end? Is it too much? We can't handle the pressure. What is it? What does it look like for real? So I want you to just take a minute in your mind, just, you know, for yourself. You don't have to do it right now. You know, but what is it, you know, what happens when you unleash? What happens? You know, what is going to come of it? What happens when Donna walks confidently and doesn't care and give a good gosh darn? What happens? What does it look like? How do people respond to you? What do you end up making a way for yourself as? Who got a problem with it? And who is celebrating you? Does it look like? Begin to shape and outline what it looks like when Donna is all Donna all day. And let that hopefully be something that inspires you to be more of that, because it may look like it's something fun to do. Ruffling feathers and such.
You know, I'm going because that really takes us into the 7 chariot tarot card of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been asked to break down 7 a little bit more. Miss Donna, I want you to take all of this into your heart and continue listening, because we are all being asked those questions. And this is the time of destination and travel, spiritually, physically, geographically. And I'm going to give you a little bit more about 7. So make sure that you keep listening, because I love the way the chariot shows up in Mother Peace Tarot. It features an Amazon woman on a chariot. She's not even holding the reins. She's that clear about where she's going. She can't hold the reins because she's been gifted an apple from the goddess for a reward. This is the card of victory. This is the card of claps on your back. And the number 7 is the chariot, which is our year this year. So what does that mean? The chariot shows up as our body. We are our chariots. And we're also being asked to mother and nurture ourselves, because the chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. The sign of Cancer is ruled by the moon. So mother comes down very strongly, and father energy too, because the number 7 is ruled by Neptune. Okay? So take all of this energy. You've got this water, though you often see the chariot on the ground, but it's really floating under serious water. Go out into the deep and get ready for a haul. I say that because the sign of Cancer is water. Moon connects with tides. Lots of water, lots about flowing. And when you connect with the inner Amazon woman that resides in you, men and women, because the chariot is traditionally a masculine energy, but it's mother peace, so we flip it, and it's a woman who's not holding the reins. There's a goat looking down, there's a goat looking up, as above, so below, it's hinted to. And then to make everything all comfy for you on your journey, you have the goddess Newt over the head, who gives, who swallows the sun and then gives birth to the sun every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a crab in the night sky, which reflects the Cancer, which means you're protected. You have your shielding. You have your reward of the good life that you're living. You are on a journey being led by goats, connected to as above, so below. And your journey, because of everything you've learned from the Fool to the Lover's card, has prepared you for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's seven chariot in a 7 year. And isn't for the Asian or the Chinese New Year, it's the horse? I think it's the wood horse, actually.
It is the horse this year. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So here's this, you know, synchronistic message from Chinese, you know, New Year to this year. We are in movement. We are in power. So why don't you help me summarize some more of seven for you through your eyes, Empress of Day?
Oh, man, you know, I've been walking this seven for a long time. So I have gone through the highs and honey the lows. Okay, so seven, this horsepower. But, okay, I'm going to have to bring a little bit of astrology in here to understand what this seven, particularly this year, has been about. And the astrology is, realize, y'all, we've been in retrograde for majority of this year. In some way, shape, or form. I mean, we began with Venus in retrograde, learning about our own value of self. So we had to take the innovative seven that vibrates as an understanding of individual consciousness as well as collective consciousness. It resonates as faith and spirituality. So we had to find the value first in the self, because when any planet is going retrograde, it's all about the inner. It's all about the reflection. It's all about what are we doing, you know, on our insides? What are we doing with ourselves that is then, you know, operating somewhat in the world? It's not even worried too much about the other. So when you have that retrograde energy and you're talking about a number seven, you're talking about somebody who's already introspective, becoming even more introspective. And that inner self, that deep contemplation is transformative, you know. It's retrograde, so when it goes back direct, man, woo, you're going to the furthest of the furthest that you can go, as long as you did your work. That's the thing about it. If you didn't do your work, and trust me, there's been moments in this year where I did not do my work, so I can own that. And when you don't, it becomes something that overwhelms you, and almost there's a thin line between spirituality and insanity, folks. So you got to keep your wits about you. You got to continue to do your work. But it teaches you how to naturally heal. That's what this seven energy also has been doing this particular year, with especially with this retrograde. So like I said, we have Venus in retrograde. I believe Jupiter has its moments in retrograde. I know Neptune had a moment in retrograde. We had, of course, always Mercury goes through its transits. That's to be expected. We had Mars in retrograde. So let me break some of those down. You got Mars. You're talking about the way that you're putting in your action. How are you being active in the world? You're being introspective about that. And in the seven, you're wondering your emotions and your feelings. You know, that's more so important than what you're actively putting out. So you're more so worried about how you are emotionally feeling in an active presence in the world, that inner strength versus that outer active strength. You know, you're talking about Neptune being, which I actually enjoyed Neptune. I think it's actually still retrograde. It'll be out in November. I'm enjoying Neptune retrograde because, you know, Neptune is that illusion. Which is ruled, seven is ruled by Neptune. And so there's a lot of illusion, a lot of, the esoteric, the mysticism in that Neptunian energy. And with the seven, it naturally carries that. So what happened when Neptune was retrograde, we got this veil lifted. It's like Halloween all year round. Well, not all year, but while Neptune is in retrograde, we get that veil lifted. We can see a lot clearly. We can be a lot more, not just intuitive, but also decisive and discerning. So
in knowing this and being able to work that for ourselves now, because it's still retrograde, so it's still about the self, is being able to really be quick-witted with that seven. It's really building these skills of seven, understanding how to work with the non-conformatist, the independent, the individual, and using that as a form of intention. Jupiter being retrograde, you know, some of those things had to come from being too expanded. We weren't expanding what we truly wanted to expand, and I think the whole world has been on that frequency where we're like, wait a minute, what are we putting out there? What is getting out there? What are they talking about for America? We don't want them saying that about Americas. We don't want that saying that about the good old USA. Let us bring that back. Let us evaluate that. The seven has been a place of evaluation, and the retrogrades have been setting us up to be evaluating ourselves in an individual and a collective sense with this 7 year. And we've been so philosophical. We've been so technically scrutinizing, you know, the genius of who we are in order to really let that shine. So now we got a lot of planets going direct. We're now in our opportunity. We can really just let that horse off its reins and fly free in its untamedness. But now we know what we're doing. Now that horse year is not uncontrolled like it was at the beginning of the year. That horse was bucking wild, and we didn't know what it was going to do. Now we are in a place where we can let that horse be untamed and fly free because we know the power that is pushing it, that's moving it, that's evolving it. And we ourselves are now evolved coming towards the end of the year, and we get to now use this information that we've collected as an individual and that we've put together as a collective into the consciousness and utilize that in 2015 for really the truest, greatest good. And I'm super excited about what the world's getting ready to get, really, really, truly.
Powerful. What an amazing opportunity to wrap up this last quarter for 2014.
Yes.
And remember our dear sweet, you know, the horse. I was all psyched about the horse. I actually lost the football game because of it. I'm betting on the horse when I should have betted on the Hawks because two was running that day. Okay. We're not going to relive that. But my point is, though, I love how you blended that. I really do. And 2015 will also be a horse year because the medicine card is 35, which equals 8.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know what the Chinese New Year is going to bring, but I do know for medicine cards, anything 8 that shows up is our gift. So can you believe how fast this time has gone? And for today, if somebody wanted to talk to you or find out how they can get more information from you, where would they go? Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing in the world that you'd like us to know
absolutely.
About?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Please, please, please come. you can find me quite simply on oraclepriestess.com. And 2015 is shaping up to be a super, super exciting year for Afro Hippie Magic. We're going to be opening our store. That's going to be an online spiritual and religious supply store so that you'll be able to come get all your witchy poo-poo goods right here from us, and you can certainly donate, I'll say, to the cause of putting back a lot of love and support towards the African and Afro culture inspired magical practices and get some of that good juju we're rocking with. But on oraclepriestess.com, you'll be able to set up a meeting with me. We can do life coach sessions, counseling, metaphysical education. Of course, there's tarot readings and astrological charts. I often give different classes as well for metaphysical education, from everything from psychic, intuitive, growing your skills, as well as to how to manifest some money, how to manifest a man or a woman, a husband or a wife, or even just working out your own spiritual empowerment. And sometimes we just need a good, wonderful support system, and I'm here to be that in whichever way that I can bring my gifts to use for your service. And it's also just, you know, if you look for someone to work with you to help commune with the divine, that is my favorite thing to do. So by all means, come to oraclepriestess.com and share in the love of the delicious divine.
Oh, my gosh. You have been so divine. I've just been smiling and giggling ear to ear. And everything that I wanted to touch on, I really did. I want to ask you one final question before I release you to the night, or I was. I just saw a caller pop up. Okay, I won't be selfish. A day, we'll pick the caller.
Okay.
I won't be selfish. You know.
Aww.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, thank you for calling the Celestial Show. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, I'm Ohio. Who are you? Yay.
How can we help you get...
I'm an Ohioan, too. I just love you people.
Are you? That is very new. Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah, you can. You have about maybe 2 minutes, though, okay?
Okay, just if you see anything coming up for me, popping up that comes up.
Okay.
I see her. What? I see her already shuffling.
Ohio,
this is
Empress, that's so funny.
Yay.
My buddy.
Well, I say this is for Sharon. May she have many, many blessings and miracles happening for her.
Hopefully, maybe there's romance. Anything that pops up.
You say some money, some romance, from somebody. It looks like, oh, honey, I don't know if you're working two jobs, but it looks like another one is on its way, and or a new business, enterprise.
Thank
it's
you.
A lot of enterprise, whole lot of enterprise. You're getting ready to let go of a job and move on to the next thing. And some of that's going to be a call of you juggling some of that transition, moving from one to the next, but it's also going to feel like it's a bit overwhelming. But just stay the course. Oh, my God, if you stay the course, boom, bam, honey, you are going to have beat in it, having the life for real, okay? Do you hear me?
You hit that. So can I tell you, sweetie, you hit that so perfectly. I'm working on contract while I'm looking for real, you know, permanent job.
Yes.
I took it because
awesome.
It's decent money, and it was from a recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
That's what I've been doing. I haven't even thought about romance, but go on. You do see this coming soon?
I see you being a hot and trying to let me say it this way, bringing the man. You're trying to do, but there's, you know what, there's an energy around you. I'm going to call you out a little bit. There's an energy around you that's a little bit more sexual versus loving. And there's a difference. I know that you want to attract the man, but there's a little bit too much. It's a bit overwhelming. It's a little too... I want you to be a woman, honey. I'm all about celebrating the feminine. Trust, believe. But
wow.
What is happening is it's a little bit too much for them, and you need to be a little bit more virtuous, a little bit more wholesome, and get that authority about yourself where you're in control of your sexy instead of pouring it all out. Okay? And love will follow.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also selling a magical juju love soap, okay? So if you really want some, I got you together. Just hit me up.
Wow.
The most important thing is the job.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
That's what came up. It's all over you. Money and opportunity is all over you. That was the biggest thing. But love, let me see. Let me just...
Okay. So funny. I don't feel sexy at all. So if I'm coming across it as that, honey... That is, like,
okay.
Unbelievable.
Well, then, let's
serious.
Take it to the other side.
I've been
saying they need to come bring some in, then.
I've been
bring
a
it
man.
In. It's
yeah,
talking about, you know what?
O'Shun.
Oh, okay.
I was telling Sharon, spend some time with O'Shun.
Yes.
Look up the goddess O'Shun, honey. They're our best of the working. Because I remember reading for you,
mm-hmm.
and... Yeah, she's right on point. Empress today is right on point. The sexy stuff that's coming in, if you're not feeling yourself exuding it, the energy could be saying, because you might need to turn it on, starting with yourself.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, the most important thing is the job, and then the romance will come next.
It's coming. You got to believe in it, though. You got to know that for yourself. You got to know that you're worthy of love.
A good point. I know. This has been the worst year of my life, and I mean it. It's almost over. Oh, my God.
It's going to be the best year of your life, girlfriend. Change that. Run around and claim it for yourself. You've got this.
I know.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Sharon, keep up with us, because this won't be the last time Empress Today will be on, but you are
right.
on a good track. You are on a great track, Mommy. I remember your parents. You are. And she's just confirming even
thank
more.
Thank you so much. If I called, it was probably around six, it was a couple, maybe a month or two ago. You've got a good memory.
Thank you, dear. Listen, stay cool. Yeah.
Both of you, thank you so much. Have a wonderful
You're
Halloween,
so
okay?
You too. Happy Girl. New Year. Happy Witches New Year. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yay. You're so welcome.
My pleasure, Sharon. It's a little kitty. You know, yeah, no, actually, that was me doing her voice. I just do a great cat.
Oh, you're
so
awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Empress of Day.
You really are.
You are.
Love you, Celeste. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You've been giving me the great, but I just, everybody, I know you all already know, but I just found her, and I am already in love with her. And Celeste, in the show, is amazing. Your energy is amazing. You are amazing. I'm so appreciative to be in this wonderful space with you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for you. I thank you for your being.
Thank you for you. Happy Halloween, everybody, early. This is my gift to my sister. I was going to have another gift, but we could not talk on that before. It's Gifts of the Goddess by Karen Drucker.
Oh,
you can find
yeah.
her at KarenDrucker.com. I love you all. Thank you, Lulu. Thank you, New Jace. Everybody that I don't recognize on the phone lines. Thank you for calling in, Sharon. Thank you for chilling, Steve. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. Muji will be in the house on the Yes Life Coach Today radio show at 12 p.m. Eastern. Sweet dreams to you, Empress of Day, and enjoy this song.
Yes, thank you so much.
Love you.
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace? Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive love? Are you ready? Joy, are you ready?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.